This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth ₹58,000 crore in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh's aspirations and Viksit Bharat's hopes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the restart of construction work for the Andhra Pradesh state capital Amravati. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that he does not see just a city, but a dream coming true, a new Amravati, a new Andhra. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Visdom International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said, it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said, the Visdom port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
देश के मैरिटाइम सेक्टर को नई ऊंचाई देने में प्राइवेट सेक्टर का भी अहम योगदान है पब्लिक प्राइवेट पार्टनरशिप के तहत पिछले 10 वर्षों में हजारों करोड़ रुपए का निवेश हुआ है इस भागीदारी से न केवल हमारे पोर्ट ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड पर अपग्रेड हुए हैं बल्कि वो फ्यूचर रेडी भी बने हैं प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भागीदारी से इनोवेशन और एफिशिएंसी दोनों को बढ़ावा मिला है
Addressing the event, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said, the Vizhinjam port has opened a gateway to the development potential of the third millennium. The WAVES declaration was adopted today during the Global Media Dialogue in Mumbai and the member nations agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan to chair the event. Information and Broadcasting Minister Vaishnaw stressed on the need to provide a fair chance for everyone to showcase their story to the world. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today held a meeting with a Japanese parliamentary delegation led by the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Nukaga Fukushiro, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized on a collective and resolute response to effectively combat terrorism and uphold the values that define democratic societies. He called upon all democratic nations to come together to eradicate the menace of terrorism. Mr. Fukushiro strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Japan's steadfast support for India's fight against terrorism. India and Denmark have signed a renewed Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen energy cooperation. The MOU will support India's ambitious target of achieving net zero emissions by 2070. It aims to foster knowledge exchange and technological collaboration between the two countries, particularly in the area of clean and sustainable energy solutions. Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that the renewed energy cooperation expresses the mutual commitment of India and Denmark to foster sustainable development. President Draupadi Murmu has said that senior citizens are an important part of the family and they act as an emotional pillar of the family. Addressing an event, Aging with Dignity, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said, advice of senior citizens is important for the guidance of society. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning, hailstorms and gusty winds over east and central India till 6th May. Rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm or dust storm is likely to continue over northwest India till 7th May. Scattered to fairly widespread light or moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning with gusty wind speed reaching 40 to 50 kilometers per hour. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 225 runs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 224 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 51 for 1 in 5.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.